Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies.
Hi, I'm Tanisha, and if you're a fan of Wine School Dropout, there's another podcast we think you'll love, Pretend. Pretend is a documentary-style podcast about real people pretending to be someone else. Javier interviews real con artists, snake oil salesmen, and former cult members, anyone living a lie. Notable interviews and episodes include an identity thief who confesses to stealing thousands of identities, a former FBI undercover agent who describes how he embedded himself into a drug lord's inner circle, and the testimony of a snake oil salesman who encourages people to drink a bleach-type substance to cure everything from depression to cancer. Search for Pretend wherever you get your podcasts. This is Wine School Dropout, Study Abroad, Southern Italy. I'm Tanisha Townsend, your host. This season, we're going abroad to Italy, Southern Italy to be precise. Think of this season as a semester abroad in Puglia, Italy. We will introduce you to the grapes, producers, foods, sights, and sounds of this region. We're taking you right there with us to introduce you to some wines and wineries and present this region. Welcome to season 3 of Wine School Dropout, semester abroad, Puglia, Italy. There is a saying in wine, if it grows together, it goes together. And that couldn't be more true when it comes to Italian wine and food pairings. The regional wines of Italy pair amazingly well with the various sauces, olive oils, and cuisine native to the regions. At the grand tasting event for Radici del Sud, I met Natasha of Mamma Mia Lab. Originally from Serbia, Natasha's been in Italy for over a decade. Natasha started her career as a sommelier. Now, she produces organic preserves and spreads to pair with the wines of Southern Italy. Think artichoke to pair with the white Bambino Bianco, and the carrot confiture, one of my personal favorites, to pair with Primitivo. But don't let me keep going. Let's hear her story directly from her. So to tell my listeners, tell us who you are and what do you do?
Well, my name is Natasha Zdravković. It's not an Italian name. It sounds more like Balkanic. In fact, I'm originally from Serbia, but I live in Italy for 17 years. It's my home now. I'm a professional sommelier and a wine taster. But last year, I decided to quit my job to create my own project. A few years from last year, I was thinking about how to produce a natural jams, natural preserves that everybody can eat and everybody can taste without fear that there are chemical additioners. This is my project. It is called the Mamma Mia Lab. We produce preserves, organic, and without any additioners. And I use traditional recipes from Serbia and from Italy. They're a mixture because there is a tradition of making preserves in Italy, especially south of Italy, that I'm here in the south of Italy, Bari. And also there is a tradition of making preserves in my country, my original country, Serbia. And I just wanted to underline that the name is dedicated to my mom. She's passed away 7 years ago. And Mamma Mia, she taught me how to make preserves. And in Italian, when you say Mamma Mia, it means that, wow, what a good thing. So I decided to call it like this.
And when people see it and taste it, you want them to say, wow, mom.
Yeah, mamma mia, come buono.
Said it. That's the feeling you want them to have.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
It's definitely the feeling I had when I tasted your
preserves. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You mentioned that they are organic and very fresh. Is that something that you noticed was missing from preserves? That
yes,
there wasn't any
exactly
like that in the market?
Exactly. There are very few products that use only organic primary product. When I say primary product, I don't mean only on fruit and vegetables, you know, but I mean also of substances that preserve industry uses to preserve the product, such as citric acid, that is vitamin C, but this is additive. We use only fresh lemon juice. So you can imagine to produce 50 kilos of turnips, we have to squeeze 10, 12 kilos of fresh lemon. We use only fresh lemon to acidificate the product. We don't use acid citric. The quality of our primary product is the first level. We don't, in generally, in preserve industries, they use, you know, that not very good products. Let's say when you see it, you don't want to eat it, you
right.
know. This is good only for preserves. It's
yes.
not our case. We choose the best product. And we pay it as
right.
the best product.
Right.
So yeah. The mixture of excellent primary product that is in our jars, only natural things, no preserves at all, not additive colors, anything at all. You mm-hmm. tasted it with a cheese.
I did.
Yeah. And what do you think about it?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved everything you had me taste.
Yes, I know that.
I was like, I couldn't pick, but the cherries, and it's not sweet like dessert, but it still has a ripe fruit flavor. You were still able to capture all of that.
Yeah, because we have a very technological machine. We cooked it under the pressure on 45 degrees only Celsius. So that permits us to preserve the flavor, to preserve the color, the natural color of the fruit. And practically during the cooking process, the water from the fruit evaporates. So the fruit is concentrating. We don't use pectin, but the natural pectin that is in the fruit
makes it come together.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. This kind of process permits us to use very small quantity of sugar. For example, for cherry jam, for 35 kilos of the pulp, we used only 1 kilo of sugar. You can imagine.
Wow, okay.
And the sweetness that you taste is the sweetness of the cherry, of a very mature cherry, not from the sugar.
So you mentioned just now that you have machines and technology and things that are working on this, but you just started this process last year. Is this something that these are recipes that you already had and were creating and perfecting at home? and then went to a lab or start using machines or warehouse to create them?
Well, some of the recipes are traditional ones, but anyway, they are modified to be able to use with this special machine. Because at home, you can't use that slow quantity of sugar. You have to put more sugar because you're cooking it at open paddle, you know? So you to preserve the product, you need to put more sugar. But we have this machine, so we don't need to put that much sugar. That is the best thing. Anyway, I create the recipes also when I see the fruit or vegetables. For example, we have a famous carrot from Polignano, Carote di Polignano. Nobody does a jam of these carrots. These carrots are very special because they have high residual sugar. So when you do the jam, you don't need to put more sugar because they caramelize during the cooking process. So they gave a very, very particular taste. And we did it, and everybody likes it.
How did you come up with, now the carrots, those are very particular, and then you mentioned the cherries are in season. Mm-hmm. Did you come up with the ideas for the flavors and the products you want to use based on what's in season, recipes
of course,
you already have?
Of course. Well, we use only seasonal fruits and vegetables. That is our philosophy of our laboratory, that we don't put it in the freezer. We use only fruits and vegetables that from this day, you know, yesterday we did cherry jam. We started at 9 o'clock, but in generally here in this city that is famous for cherries, everybody goes to pick the cherries, you know, and they are picked at 6 o'clock yesterday morning. So from the picking to the production, it passed only 3 hours. You know what I mean?
Yes.
They are fresh, more fresh than that. They couldn't be.
Right, it couldn't be. Unless you just put them right from just the cherry tree, into the production.
That's why the volume of our production is very low because we are artisan firm. We elaborate only 50, 60 kilos of fresh fruit and vegetables per process, you know. And in terms of jars, it means from 150 to 200 per day.
Oh, 200 per day. Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's not very much. You think it's much, but it's not very much. If you go to the industry, they produce a thousands per day.
Oh,
so
yeah,
we are artisans. We are artisans. But I prefer like this.
Of course, because that's what people want now. I think people are much more conscious of what they're eating, what they're putting into their bodies, where their food comes from. And this is all of their food, whether it's meat, fruit, vegetables. These are things that we are starting to pay attention to more. So we want something where that is as fresh as possible, that we can trace the origin back to a vineyard, you know, something like that. With your products being as fresh as they are, do you have to change your what you create? So like maybe now that we're in the summer, you have a certain product, and then in the fall, you will have different jams.
Yes, of course. We have seasonal products. For example, we finished to do cherry jams. From next week, we will produce red onion from Acquaviva, and it's a chutney of red onion. It's a particular onion. It's very sweet. And we caramelize it with a bit of Moscovado sugar with the red Primitivo wine from this area.
You knew I was going to ask that next. What kind of wine would that pair with? And also with red onion chutney, How would you serve that? Would this be something that you use for like an aperitivo or snack, or you cook the main dish with it?
Well, our products can have multiple uses. We can spread them on bread or croutons for breakfast aperitif, but we can also use them to season pasta. Or for example, as for the red onion, we eat a so-called bolito, that means a boiled meat, a different kinds of meat, like a chicken veal or the tongue of veal, you know, they're particular products that boiled.
Okay.
And you can match our chutney of cipolla rossa, you know, it's very good. But now we had some experiments to match it with raw fish. But I don't know if you know that we are in Bari. Our traditional plate is raw fish.
Okay.
It's not sushi. It's just raw fish. Okay. So you can match it, the caramelized red onion. You can match it also with raw fish.
Okay. So we have the red onions, the red onion chutney, and that goes great with the primitivo.
Yeah.
And raw fish. The cherry jam, I have that with cheese. And what wine should I drink with that?
You can drink also champagne, because bubbles, you know, bubbles matches good with fresh cheese, because bubbles, they have a good acidity. So they clean the palate of the grease of the cheese. So with fresh cheese is very good. Or also white wine. Because white wine and fresh cheeses are a very good match.
Okay. And I asked this because you mentioned before and in our conversation that you were a former sommelier.
Yeah. I finished my career as a head sommelier at Angelo Sabatelli, one Michelin star in Putignano. I put a dot on my wine career because I'm dedicating all of my time and my soul to this project. I have an associate, and he cares a commercial part, and I'm taking care about production and promotion, because it is in my blood.
It was just a decision that you made. You just said, I am done with one career and I want to move into this other.
Yes, because I had this project for in my head for a long time. I was putting together the pieces of puzzle, you know. And when I was ready, I just quit.
Okay.
And I'm not missing it, because it's very similar. I continue drink good wines, but I'm in contact with I have a lot of friends among producers, among journalists. So I'm trying to make them know our product. So it didn't change very much, you know, my life, because I'm still connected to that world. It was my world. It is still my world, because food and wine, they're goes together always.
It's not a secret that France loves cheese and wine, so not surprising that an entire culture revolves around the consumption of these two great gifts to the culinary world. Come and discover one of the best parts of French culture with the cheese and wine class or a wine tasting class. Join my classes. They're a great opportunity to experience the French terroir. During these two-hour classes, you'll sample some of the finest cheeses and finest wines, learn the techniques and language of cheese tasting and wine tasting, and also the concept of terroir. You'll spend a great evening in a relaxed atmosphere with beautiful surroundings in the heart of Montmartre with me at Cooking with Class Cooking School, and get a great head start to fully understand and appreciate our love for French cheese and wine, and help you approach them with greater confidence. Visit cookingwithclass.com, CookinWithClass, and search Paris Classes for more information or to book your date.
Something very particular about Italy, where the wines are so much better when you have food to go with them.
Of course, of course. It's very easy to match food and wine here in Italy because we have a Mediterranean diet. It is famous all over the world. It's very, very light. It's not, there is a word that is used, but I don't agree with it. It's a poor diet. It's not poor because we are poor. It's poor because there are simple ingredients and there are not too much ingredients.
Yes.
Like in all our products, there are only few ingredients. We have here 90% of artichokes, 9% of extra virgin olive oil from Apulia, and 1% of lemon juice. That's all. A bit of salt, and that's all.
When thinking of Italy, I don't think people understand how different it is with the whole country as far as the cuisine from north to south, where we are and where you are in Bari, southern Italy. And so Mediterranean is different. It's a lot of seafood. Well, olive oil is everywhere. Not as much pasta as I thought, but there is still some pasta, but the pasta is very particular. But the food is a lot lighter. It's not heavier pastas, which I thought that it would be. It's different pasta shapes with fresh tomato sauce.
Yes.
Olive oil.
And cacio ricotta cheese, that is a sample. Or, for example, the turnips. Cime di rapa. Have you ever eaten orecchiette con cime di rapa? These are turnips. It's like broccoli, but it's not broccoli. They are called turnips. And you eat only the top of it, cime di rapa. And you put only, you boil the orecchiette, and on the other hand, you put a bit of olive oil, the top of the turnips, a bit of peperoncino, a bit of garlic, and you put the cooked pasta on it, mixed everything, that's all. Three ingredients,
right?
Four maybe.
And very quick from the kitchen.
Very, very quick and very healthy because we need to eat more vegetables.
Yes.
More green vegetables. That's why it's very healthy Mediterranean diet, because it uses very fresh ingredients like tomatoes, turnips.
Now, this question might be a little difficult for you to decide, but have a favorite flavor or favorite product that you have created?
Oh, it's like you're asking a mom of 11 kids that watches.
That's what I said before. I'm like, I may be asking a different question.
Until now, our 11 kids, but we are increasing.
Yes.
Well, for sure, turnips, because I like them very much. And artichokes with hemp seed. It's legal. It's legal.
Yes, it is.
But they have very good nutrition values. And it's very good for digestion. So this one is very good. I use it sucrose tons, like aperitif, because it has it doesn't have consistency as a cream. We called it a cream, but it was cut a bit, not very slightly.
Okay.
So.
It's cream, but still kind of chunky with the artichoke.
Yeah, brava, bravissima. And it is very good to season the pasta because we have here ravioli. And we can season it outside, but we can prepare the filling of ravioli with this.
That. Oh,
and it is spectacular. It is spectacular. So maybe they're my favorite products, but they're a lot. So
yes.
Like kids to a mom. So
it's like when someone asks, oh, what's your favorite wine?
Or yeah.
Something like that. It's like, oh, I don't
you
know.
You can't say it. You can't say it.
It's tough. Okay, another favorite. Do you have a favorite dish or just something you like to cook?
Oh, of course.
Okay, well, okay, that was easier.
I like to eat, first of all. So, well, there are a few dishes that I like very much. I like to eat pasta very much. I like carbonara. It's not a Puglian one, but it's my favorite pasta. And together with orecchiette con cime di rapa, with turnips, as I told you. Mm-hmm. This is my favorite pasta. But I like everything, especially raw fish. Especially raw fish. You don't cook raw fish. This is for lazy women. It's for lazy women.
Lazy, or you just don't have the time because you're busy.
I don't have the time.
The jams and the things that you need for Mamma Mia.
Yes, but you know, when I come back from work, sometimes after 12 hours, because you have to finish the procedure in the production process, you know. So sometimes I just go directly to kitchen and I put the water and I cook spaghetti with pomodorino fresco, with fresh tomatoes. And this is, like all our products, it's a comfort food. You know, the food that cuddles you, the food that cheers you up. That's what I wanted.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
To create. I hope that our product does that, you know, can cuddle and cheer you up and bring you to when you were a child, you know. That's why it's called comfort food.
Yes.
And that's why we called Apulian Mamma Mia Lab Apulian comfort food.
Perfect. I think that's absolutely perfect. And thank you so much for
being with
us today, because I definitely wanted to, after all the wine from the week in Puglia, definitely needed to talk food and how Italian food goes with wine and just the different types of things that they're doing food-wise in Puglia. Before I let you go, though, are you available online? Do you have a website, email, social media? Can you share?
Yes, on Instagram you can find us as mamma.mia.lab, and we are also on Facebook. Just ask for Apulian comfort food.
Thank you for listening to this Study Abroad episode of Wine School Dropout. This episode was produced by Studio Ochenta and hosted by me, Tanisha Townsend. Our executive producer is Lori Martinez. Our sound editor is Luis Raul Lopez Levi. Our theme was done by Gabrielle Dalmaso. Music is by Makai Beats. Our art is by Tiffany DeLune. Follow us at Wine School Dropout on Instagram. If you like the show, you should tell a friend about it and leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, sit back, relax, and have a glass. Hi, it's Tanisha again. I want to tell you about a podcast called The History of Literature. It's a show that covers everything from the life and works of literary giants like Dickens and Tolstoy to a series on the forgotten women of literature,
to lighthearted topics like Friend, Marry, Kill, Shakespeare Edition, and the top 10 books you don't need to read. Each week, host Jack Wilson and his guests explore the most unusual, compelling, and inspiring stories from the world of literature. Always eager and never pretentious, Jack tackles every book as if it could change his life. And more often than not, it does just that. The History of Literature is brought to you by The Podglomerate. New episodes run every Monday and Thursday, and you can listen today by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this show.